Well, hey everyone, welcome to the drive. Hope you're doing well. I'm driving to work like usual, and we've been going over these S words, right? S words, talking about surrender, set apart, these different things. And today, I want to talk about serving the Lord. This has been on my heart recently, because I believe in the Christian life, serving the Lord is not a suggestion. You know, serving the Lord is an obligation, but it's an obligation that's a blessing. It's something we get to do, not something we have to do. Like, I've actually taught a lot on serving the Lord, and even a few times in School of Ministry, the book on being a servant of God is a great book on being a servant. But serving the Lord is important. It's critical in staying involved in the work of the Lord, because we don't want to sit on the sidelines. We want to be active in the things of God. And in order to be active in the things of God, that's what we do. We serve Him. And there's the serving in church, and then there's also the general serving the Lord just out in life. And I believe both are important and both are imperative for the Christian life. First of all, I mean, when I was first saved, I just kind of went to church, I worshiped, I heard the word, and I ran out of there. I didn't talk to anyone. I really didn't have a desire to talk to anyone. I just wanted to get the word and go. But after a few months, started talking to people, where people started talking to me, invited me to groups and different things like that. And then I realized how awesome it was just to be connected to other believers. And then I started serving at church. I started sweeping the leaves outside. Then I started helping to set up the sound, to break down, put the sound equipment away. And then I just kind of made myself available, because I really realized the value of serving the Lord in church. I'm like, this is awesome, because I'm not doing this for the pastor. I'm not even doing this for the church. I'm doing this for God. And when our motivation is the Lord, we're going to do everything with more passion and with more joy, because we're not serving men or people, but we are serving God. And in turn, we're serving people as a result. But ultimately, we serve the Lord. We do what we do because it's all for Him and it's all from Him. I love serving the Lord, man. And through the years, the more I served the Lord, the more I said yes to different things, whatever needed to be done, the more God gave me to be a steward of. You know, the more responsibility that I was given. And to me, it wasn't like another thing I have to do at church to volunteer, but it was more like, I get to do more for God? This is awesome. There's a need, and I'm the one that actually is blessed to fulfill it. Praise the Lord. Here's the problem. I think the problem is when people see, you know, serving in church, whether being a greeter, an usher, a children's ministry, or cleaning up the grounds or whatever. The problem is when people see that as a volunteer thing, as opposed to a blessed thing that we have charge over, that we get to do. Because here's the thing, with our jobs, we have deadlines. We have, you know, things we have to do. We have, we want to make sure our boss is happy. We want to work well, work hard, right? And we're on time at work, right? We're on time. And then when it's over, we leave. And it's like, it's a priority for us. The problem is when people don't see serving the Lord like that. But when they see it more as a volunteer thing, like, well, I can take it or leave it. Well, if I don't show up, it doesn't matter. I'm just volunteering anyway. Like, that is the worst mentality to have. Because then the person is not understanding how critical and important it is to serve God in His house. So important. It's such a blessing. And it shouldn't be an afterthought. It should be even, I believe, honestly, it should be even more important than our job, than our occupation. And so that's how I want to see it. I mean, Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life. May that be our mentality when it comes to serving the Lord. And in the context that we're talking about is serving Him in church. Do something. Make yourself available. We don't go to church to be like, what can I get out of this place? What does this church have for me? Do they have all the programs that I like? Do they start at the times that I like? Do they cater to me enough? That's a wrong mentality when going to church. That's a take mentality. But for the Christian, like, it should be a give mentality. What can I give? What can I bring to the table? How can I help this church? How can I serve in this place? That's the right mentality to have. And of course, innately, we fight against that because we're innately selfish and sinful, you see. So that's the thing. Serving the Lord is a blessing in church. I love it. I still clean the toilets. I still sweep. I still do all that stuff. It was never a point where I was like, I'm above all of that. Now I'm in charge. Again, that's the wrong mentality to have. That's a catering to myself mentality rather than I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to serve people in this place. You see. So serving the Lord in church, I mean, it's so incredibly beneficial, right? To just see a need and be the person to fill it. Instead of just expecting other people to do it. Step up, take initiative, and do it. I mean, that's I believe, the right mentality. Like when someone has that mentality and that mindset, where they're like, when I see a need, I'm just gonna do it. When they have that mindset, man, God is gonna use them so greatly, so amazingly, so powerfully. But when they have the mindset, like, well, I just want to do the minimum because this is church, so it's a volunteer, so it doesn't really matter. That person is not gonna be used well. They're not gonna be used a lot either. And so there is a difference. We have to have the right mindset. We have to have the right perspective in serving in church, because we don't serve people first, we serve God first, and in turn the result is serving people, because we'll have the heart of God. I can't talk about it enough, but I'll end right now, about talking about the serving within the church. You know, it's been so valuable for me in my Christian life, and I never want to stop till the day I die, go to be with the Lord. So that's serving in church. Well, now I want to talk about serving in the context of life, just out wherever you are. So if you're a stay-at-home mom, awesome. You get to serve the Lord by taking care of your kids who are on loan from, you know, to you from God. Or if you work from home, praise the Lord. God's given you a job where you can be home and do your work unto Him. Or if you have to go to a different location to serve the Lord, awesome. Praise the Lord. You go to that location, you say, thank you, Lord, for the job. How can I serve you within the context of this job? Or hanging out with friends or hanging out with family. Like, Lord, okay, how can I serve you in hanging out with these people? How can I be a light for you? What can I do? How can I... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the Christian should be characterized by what they give, not about what they take. You know? Like, as believers, we're not called to be takers. Takers, takers, takers. We're called to be givers, right? So, know that God is a giver. I mean, think about it. He gave His only Son to die for us because we were so wicked and sinful. He gave His only Son to be sacrificed so we could be saved. God's not a taker, do you see? He's a giver, and He's our example. Think about Jesus' ministry. He gave. He gave the truth. He gave healing. He gave direction. He gave guidance. He gave truth. Again, He gave truth and love. He's our example. Like He said in the upper room when He was washing the disciples' feet. I do this as an example. He's our example. He didn't say, okay, now I'm ruling over everyone. I'm your example. Do what I do. Rule over everyone. No. He was washing the disciples' feet, the lowest form of servanthood. Back in that day, it was the dirtiest job. But it wasn't beneath him. He didn't see it as beneath him. He saw it as, this is what we're here to do. We're here to serve God and put others first. And that's a blessing. And so serving the Lord isn't just in the context of church, although that's a big part of it, but it's also in the context of life. to be a servant, to be a giver, to put God first and do everything. Everything you do should be done with your whole heart and unto God. And you can find that in Colossians 3:23, I believe. So serving the Lord is amazing, you guys. Find joy in it. Don't see it as volunteer work. See it as a privilege, as a blessing to reach out for Him as He reaches into your heart. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you next time.